There is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady.
Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know? Nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
and good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Sunday afternoon, and it's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. It's the final game of a six-game series between the Jersey Shore Blue Claws and the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Blue Claws have taken three of the first five, including a 2-0 win here last night behind Josh Hendrickson, Andrew Baker, Christian Hernandez, and Jonathan Hughes, who combined on Jersey Shore's 10th shutout of this season. Blue Claws are 19-28, 44-69. Wilmington is 22-25, 57-55. Blue Claws, of course, are Phillies affiliates, and Wilmington in their second season as an affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Pitching matchup today looks like this. Six with a 5.43 earned run average, and left-hander Andrew Alvarez on the mound for Wilmington with Rodney Theophile warming up as well in the bullpen. And I think he will come in after Alvarez, who is listed as the starter, and they're both throwing down there right now. Alvarez with Wilmington this season has appeared in seven games, 18 2/3 innings, seven earned runs with 23 strikeouts and five walks. But he pitched three innings the other day and then behind Theophile, but I think he's going to start today, and then we'll see Theophile shortly thereafter. But they're both throwing right now down to the bullpen or in left field, soon to be in the bullpen for Wilmington. The two runs scored in last night's game for Jersey Shore, both on one swing, a two-run triple by Nicholas Torres up the gap in right center field in the bottom of the seventh inning to score both Anthony Quirion and Rickson Wingrove with what turned out to be the only two runs of the game. This has been a low-scoring series. Jersey Shore leads the series 3-2, but Wilmington has outscored the Blue Claws 11-10. That's it. 21 runs in 45 innings between the two teams in this series. Blue Claws won 2-1, lost 4-2, won 3-2. That was on Thursday. Lost 4-1 on Friday, won 2-0 yesterday. So no team has scored more than four runs in any game so far in this series. Wilmington's hitting 200. Blue Claws 174. Blue Claws have a 257 OBP to Wilmington's 255. Blue Claws have an ERA of 2 compared to Wilmington's 2.14. And again, 11-10 for Wilmington in the first five games of the series. Pitching preview for tonight is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. They have Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. We talked to you about Alvarez before, left-hander from Cal Poly, 23 years old. Dominic Pipkin for the Blue Claws, a right-hander, 22 years old, out of Pinole Valley High School in Pinole, California. Ninth-round pick of the 26 games, 9 starts. 54 2/3 innings, 54 hits. He's walked 42, and Pipkin has struck out 49. He's coming off of one of his best appearances of the season. That was last Sunday against Greensboro, where he threw five innings and gave up three hits, no runs, walked three, struck out three down at First National Bank Field in Greensboro, North Carolina. Elsewhere in the Philly system today, the Phillies will have Kyle Gibson on the mound against Jose Buteau, making his MLB debut for the Mets. If the name is familiar, Buteau pitched against the Blue Claws last year. That game will be at 1 when he was with Brooklyn. That'll be at 1:35. Lehigh Valley's in Buffalo at 1:05. Bubby Rossman is on the mound for them. Reading will have Andrew Painter on the mound tonight at 5:15 against Portland. And Clearwater is at Daytona 5:35. And they will have right-hander Matt Osterberg on the hill there. Keith Werman, the Blue Claws manager, is out with Mario Lissa, the manager for Wilmington, and they are exchanging the lineup cards with the umpires, Chandler Durham, and who will be on the behind the plate tonight, and Mickey Smith, who will be on the bases. Blue Claws have won 3 out of the first 5 in this series, and they are 5-3 in their last 8 home games after a stretch of 15 consecutive losses that dated from from June 17th through August 5th, and then they finally won. Well, two, in fact, on August 6th. That was the doubleheader with both Mick Abel and Andrew Painter. Abel gave up two runs, struck out 7-6. Excellent innings last night for Double-A Reading in his Double-A debut. So that was certainly good to see. Congrats to Mick, and everybody will be looking forward to seeing Andrew Painter, who was on who will be on the mound tonight for Reading, 5:15 against Portland at First Energy Stadium. Baron Radcliffe, 15 for his last 41 for the Blue Claws, but he's had a tough couple of days over for the last two nights, so he has today off, and we'll see him back in the lineup on Tuesday when Brooklyn comes into town. Rickson Woodrow today is 5 for 18 since returning last weekend from the injured list. Marcus Lee sang back at the top of the order. He'll lead off for the Blue Claws. He's had a tough series, too, 0 for 13 with 8 strikeouts. Brooklyn's in town. 6 games beginning on Tuesday. Carlo Reyes will start Tuesday. Then Rafael Marcano, Kyle Glagoski, Matt Russell Friday, Josh Hendrickson Saturday, and then Dominic Pipkin a week from today, next Sunday, here against the Cyclones as those teams meet for the final time this year. This is the final meeting between the Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks this season, with Wilmington leading the season series 12-11. Brooklyn leads the series 16-5 against them. Blue Claws so far this season. They will play 27 times this year. At the back of the Blue Claws bullpen, Jonathan Hughes has 2 saves on this homestand, and Christian Hernandez has the other one. Blue Claws have won 3 games. All have resulted in saves so far on this 5-game home, or what has been a 5-game homestand so far. We'll get up to 12. But all 3 Blue Claws wins, as we told you before, close, low scoring. In fact, every game in this series has been close and low scoring. Even the game that Jersey Shore lost 4-1, they had the tying run at the plate in the ninth inning, but obviously failed to score and dropped that game back on Wednesday. Marcus Lee Sang leading the Blue Claws out onto the field right now, and Jersey Shore is 9 getting introduced with Dominic Pipkin. He'll be the last one, and he'll take the field and make the start today for Jersey Shore. So Hughes has 2 saves on the homestand. He has now 8 on the year. That ties Aiden Anderson, who, of course, has since been promoted to Double-A Reading for the team lead. And also in the lineup today, Adoni Mejia, who had his first Blue Claws home run in his first game on Thursday. He'll serve as the designated hitter here tonight as Arturo De Freitas gets the start behind the plate. Andrew Baker, 2 scoreless innings last night, struck out 3 in this series. He has thrown 4 shutout innings. He struck out 7. And since the beginning of July, he has thrown 17 innings, allowed 6 runs, 5 walks, after he allowed 17 earned runs in 22 and two-thirds innings with 24 strikeouts from April through the end of June. So he has been a real boon at the back of a Blue Claws bullpen that has been much improved over the last few weeks. Pipkin has been introduced, and he has taken the field along with the Blue Claws starting 9 today. Jersey Shore and Wilmington from here in Shoretown Ballpark on an overcast Sunday afternoon in Lakewood. Blue Claws looking for a series win, and they'll send Dominic Pipkin to the mound to try to get it. Back after this with the starting lineups for the Blue Rocks in the first pitch. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Jersey Shore Phillies affiliates 19-28, 44-69. And the Wilmington Blue Rocks Nationals affiliates 22-25, 57-55 so far this season. Dominic Pipkin and Andrew Alvarez, the starters, although we'll see Rodney Theophile a little bit later on today in a piggyback situation for Wilmington. Pipkin, 2-6, a 5.43 ERA. And here's the lineup that he'll face for Wilmington. It's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjph.org. Ricardo Mendez leads off in left field for Wilmington, and Jeremy De La Rosa in center. And the third baseman is Jose Sanchez. Onyx Vega is the catcher. He'll bat fourth. Then Drew Mendoza, the designated hitter. Justin Connell in right field will bat sixth. And Leandro Emiliani at first base. Batting eighth and playing second base is Viondel Pena. And batting ninth and shortstop for Wilmington today is Cole Dilley. So there's your lineup to face Dominic Pipkin in his third season with the Blue Claws. Of course, the first of those was in low A last year and this year in high A. Five scoreless innings with three strikeouts last Sunday in Greensboro to earn the win. This is his second win of the season and first since his second appearance of the year in relief back on April the 13th. He threw two scoreless 2 weeks ago today in his last home appearance against Hudson Valley. Did not start that game. Scott Moss did. It was on a rehab assignment. So Pipkin came in out of the pen. He comes off maybe his best appearance of the season. On the year, 26 games, 9 starts, 54 innings, 54 hits, 42 walks, 49 strikeouts. Here's Ricardo Mendez, and the first pitch of the game is a fastball, a little high. The first pitch time today, the count, 1 ball and no strikes. Game time temperature, 79 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Fastball to Mendez inside, and it's quickly 2-0. 243, 5 home runs, 40 RBIs for Ricardo Mendez so far this season from Barcelona, Venezuela. And the 2-0 is skied foul off third out of play. And the count 2-1. Defensively for Jersey Shore, Marcus Lee Sang is in left field. Jared Carr is in center, and Ethan Wilson is the right fielder. 2-1 to Mendez is hit high in the air off third, foul ground. Mignetti moving over. Will he have room? No. That will get out of play and land about seven rows back. Count 2-2. On the infield, it's Fraylin Mignetti at third, Luis Garcia at short. The second baseman is Casey Martin. Rickson Wingrove is at first base. And Arturo De Freitas, who's wearing the sunglasses this afternoon underneath his hockey-style goalie mask, is behind the plate. Pipkin stands at 6'5", and the pitch is chopped to the right side. The second baseman, Martin, to his left. Fields an underhand, tosses about 20 feet to Wingrove for the out. One up and one down here in the first inning. Don't need the lights today, overcast skies, and that'll help the players, especially the outfielders. Won't have to worry about losing the ball in the sun, and obviously not in the lights either on this overcast day. Here's Jeremy De La Rosa. He's the number 10 prospect in the national system per the MLB pipeline, and the first pitch to him is inside. He bats from the left side, and the count is 1 ball and no strikes. With Wilmington, 216, a home run, 10 RBIs. He takes a called strike, and that evens up the count at 1-1. He began the year with low A Fredericksburg, where he hit 316 for the Fred Nat. Swings over a breaking ball, good pitch. And the count 1-2, had 10 home runs and stole 26 bases for them. So he can run if he gets on, 38 combined steals. Here, 1-1 pitch from Pipkin, a curveball, bounce foul at home plate. And the count is 1-1. Sunday yellows today, sleeveless jerseys. They wear the red shirts underneath, white pants, red socks, and the sunglass cap, which is a baby blue cap with a yellow brim. And the sunglasses perched atop the brim of the cap. And if you look closely at those sunglasses, you can pick one up at blueclaws.com/shop. If you look closely at the sunglasses, you'll see in the reflection, 1-2 is on the inside corner. Strike three gets De La Rosa looking. A good fastball from Pipkin. And there are two men down, his first strikeout. If you look closely at that cap, you'll see in one lens the reflection of a Ferris wheel, and in the other lens a reflection of a roller coaster. Here is Jose Sanchez, the third baseman, 252, 5 homers, 40 RBIs. And the fastball is in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. Right-handed batter, 252, 5 and 40. And the slider from Pipkin down to the dirt, one ball and one strike. Off of Alvarez in the bottom of the first, Jersey Shore will have Marcus Lee, Sang, Luis Garcia, and Ethan Wilson. Well, Pipkin ready to go. And the 1-1. It's a broken bat, grounded to third. The bat goes behind home plate. The ball fielded by Mignetti at third. He throws to first for the out. And the inning is quickly in the books. 1-2-3 for Dominic Pipkin. We played half an inning. And the score is Wilmington nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state. A heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation. A partnership with Rutgers Health. The latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long with new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Tomorrow, with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks, the Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today to find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction. That's 732-905-5600 or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
No score, bottom of the first. Marcus Lee Sang will lead off against the left-hander Andrew Alvarez. Lee Sang in left field, then Luis Garcia at short, and Ethan Wilson in right. Batting fourth at first base, Rickson Wingrove, then Jared Carr in center. Casey Martin at second base, bat sixth. Arturo De Freitas is catching, he bats seventh. Hitting eighth, the DH, Chidoni Mejia, and batting ninth is Fraylin Mignetti, and he will play third. So Andrew Alvarez on the hill, and we start the bottom of the first, and Marcus Lee Sang leads things off for Jersey Shore. First pitch inside, the count one ball and no strikes, lefty to lefty. Alvarez drafted in the 12th round in 2021 by the Nationals out of Cal Poly. And Lee Sang lines one down third, foul out of play, one ball and one strike. With Wilmington, 7 games, 18 and two-thirds innings, 16 hits, he's allowed 7 earned runs, walked 5, and struck out 23. It was 4-5 with a 4.53 ERA earlier this year with low A Fredericksburg. Fastball low. 2 balls and 1 strike. He has pitched well lately. 8 1/3 scoreless innings over his last 3 appearances, including 3 shutout innings back on Tuesday in the first game of the series. He allowed 1 hit and struck out 4. 2-1 on Marcus Lee Sang. Fastball tip foul. He's at 236 with Jersey Shore. That's all in August. With 3 homers and 6 RBIs. He did get off to a lead in this series with 8 strikeouts. So looking for a base hit here. Was 0-3 with a walk in last night's game. A 2-0 Blue Claws win. Fastball popped him up. Third base side. The third baseman Sanchez is there to make the catch on the infield dirt. Lee Sang got jammed and pops out. 1 up and 1 down. Defensively for Wilmington, it's Mendez in left, De La Rosa in center, and Connell in right. Sanchez at third, Cole Daly is at short. Leandro Pena is the second baseman. Leandro Emiliani's at first, and Onyx Vega is behind the plate. And a changeup to Garcia misses low, and the count is 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garcia batting from the right side. 4th straight game, Wilmington has started a left-handed pitcher. And Garcia swings and misses. Luis at 169, 2 homers and 8 RBIs. He's had a good series, 5-for-17 plus 4 walks. So he's been on base 9 times in his 21 plate appearances. And he takes that one a little bit low. And the count, two balls and a strike. Somebody hit a beach ball from the Blue Claws dugout, a mini beach ball onto the field, and the back boy goes to get it, and Garcia chops one down to third. Sanchez plays it belt high, steps, throws across in time, and that's out number two. I assume that ball came from the dugout because it couldn't really come from the stands. There's a 32-foot high net in front of the dugout. You couldn't get the beach ball that high over the dugout. Either way, two out, nobody on. Here's Ethan Wilson, left-handed hitter. Pitched by Alvarez as the sun pops its way through the clouds. And the curveball misses outside. It's 1-0. Ethan's at 240. He's got seven home runs. And he has driven in 45 runs so far this season. Alvarez's pitch is squib foul. In fact, it fouls off the foot of Wilson. And it's one ball, one strike. Ethan was 0-for-3 in last night's game. 2-for-15 in the series. On deck for the Blue Claws is their first baseman, Rickson Windrum. Last night, 2-0, the only two runs of the game. Wilson jammed. He lines it down the right field line, but it hooks foul. Lands down by the Blue Claw bullpen. And the count 1-2. He did not get the head of the bat on it. Fought it off over the head of the first baseman, Emiliani. But it lands harmlessly foul. Foul by about 3 or 4 feet. And the count is 1-2 on Ethan. So Alvarez trying to finish a 1-2-3 first inning after the Blue Claw starter Dominic Pimpkin did the same. And the 1-2 pitch is a slider, swing and a miss, changed into the dirt, strike three. Blocked by Onyx Vega, throws down to first, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 first inning for Andrew Alvarez. No scores. We go to the second. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Dominic Pimpkin back out there for the second inning at a 1-2-3 first inning. No score here in Lakewood. Final game of a 6-game series between these two teams. Now, Blue Claws are not done at home. They will head, or they will stay here, I should say, after the ball game today. And they will welcome in Brooklyn for a series that will begin on Tuesday. 6-game series. 7:05 the whole week, and then a finale at 1:05 a week from today. So 12 home games in 13 days for Jersey Shore. First pitch of the inning skips by Arturo DeFreitas and goes back to the screen. One ball, no strikes. Onyx Vega, the batter, right-handed hitting catcher. 285, 3 home runs, and 26 runs batted in. Fastball high to Vega, and the count is 2-0. Wilmington will go back home after the game. They have kind of a strange series this week. Here's a hot shot off third. Diving Mignetti just glanced off the end of his glove. Squirts a few feet behind him. And that'll be a base hit for Onyx Vega. So a single for Vega leading off here in the second. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, Drew Mendoza. That's the first hit for either side. So they will play a split series with Aberdeen They'll play three games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at Aberdeen, and then three games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at home against Aberdeen. Because Wilmington and Aberdeen are so close in proximity, they're only about 45 minutes apart, and they commute from one to the other. They don't stay in the hotel. Here's Mendoza. There's a strike on the outside corner, and the count is nothing and one. You know, they can make those trades. It's much more, it's doable because the proximity of the two earlier in the year where they split a six-game series and Aberdeen got the weekend at home. Mendoza takes inside of the count one and one, and this time Wilmington gets the weekend at home. I'm not 100% sure why they did it. My guess would be so that Wilmington did not go a couple of weeks without a weekend game maybe at home. Who knows? But either way, that's what they're doing. Mendoza takes outside. Two balls and a strike from Pimpkin. Mendoza's at 219 on the year. Six home runs and 48 runs batted in so far this season for him. Runner leads off first is Vega. Pimpkin out of the stretch. A chopper to second. Could be two. Martin Fields backhand flip. Garcia one. Fires the first. In time. They got him. It's a double play. 4-6-3. Martin to Garcia to Wingrove. Two down here in the second. Martin was kind of in no man's land. Wasn't sure if he was going to pivot and kind of throw it sidearm over there to Garcia or if he was going to backhand flip it. He decided to backhand flip it, and they get the out for out numbers one, or the outs, I should say, for out numbers one and two in this inning. First pitch here to Justin Connell, misses for a ball. Right-handed batter. Now two out and nobody on, and a 1-0 count on Connell, who began the year with Harrisburg. Breaking ball outside. That's the Nationals' double-A affiliate, and he was just re-added to Wilmington this week, where he spent last year, and is 1-for-13 so far in this series. 2-0, that's way inside. Now, nobody's really hit in this series, as we said. The Blue Claws are hitting just 174. That was coming into today. Wilmington coming into today was sitting at even 200 as a team. Fastball strike. Runs have been very tough to come by. 3-1. The count on Justin Connell now. In fact, Jersey Shore has 10 and Wilmington has 11 runs all time. And steps out before the 3-1. Rickson Wingrove will lead off for the Blue Claws in the bottom of the second. And Jared Carr and Casey Martin. 3-1 pitch, outside, ball four. So second base runner of the inning for Wilmington, but that double play means right now only a runner at first base and two men out. Elsewhere, Philly system. Phillies are going to get underway in 15 minutes against the Mets at Citizens Bank Park. Kyle Gibson for the Phillies, Jose Buteau for the Mets. Buteau pitched from Brooklyn for much of last year and faced Jersey Shore a couple of times. Here's Leandro Emiliani, takes in sound of the count 1-0, and he'll make his big league debut today. Lehigh Valley's at Buffalo. They trail 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Bubby Roseman on the mound. Redding will have Andrew Pander make his double-A debut, 5-15, and Redding Clearwater a 5:30 start at Daytona. 1-0 on Emiliani, and Pipkin's fastball is on the inside corner, called strike, and the count is 1-1. Emiliani is 9 out of 55, a home run and 9 RBIs since he's been with Wilmington. No score, top of the second, and Pipkin out of the stretch. Here's the pitch, fastball, that's at the knees on the inside corner. I think Emiliani thought that was low, but a call strike from Chandler Durham, and the count is 1-2. Emiliani, 231 in 59 games with Fredericksburg before promotion to the Blue Rocks. 1-2 from Pipkin. Hit him. Curveball came down and inside. Hit him in the foot. And that'll put runners at first and second with two out and bring up Viandel Pena. And Emiliani a little bit slow to get up. The trainer for Wilmington is Don Neidig. And the manager, Mario Lisson. Lisson walking down. Neidig now begins his walk out from the third base dugout to check on Emiliani. It hit him in the foot, sweeping breaking ball from Pipkin. And Emiliani limping a little bit as he walks it off towards first base. I he wants to stay in the game. He's going to walk off the HBP a bit, and he's fine. He'll head up to first, about a third of the way down. Knighting and Listen split up, and they head back to their respective spots. Knighting in the dugout, and Mario Listen, the manager, to coach at third. So 2-on, 2-out for Viandel Pena, who's hit eighth in every game this series, a switch hitter out of Azua in the Dominican Republic. He's 21 years old. He won't turn 22 until November. He had 230 with 6 home runs and 30 steals in Fredericksburg before promotion a few weeks ago. Fastball low, 1-0. With Wilmington, he's 7 out of 31. No homers, 5 RBIs. He's had a solid series, had a couple of hits and 3 RBIs in Wilmington's win here on Friday. These teams have alternated wins and losses. Buclaw's winning games 1, 3, and 5. Pitch low. Wilmington winning on Wednesday and Friday games 2 and 4. This is the final game. A win by the Buclaw's would give them 4 out of 6 in each of their last two series. After they took the last 2 out of 3 against Hudson Valley in the series before that. So they've been playing very well. Trying for a 10-5, 15-game stretch. Fastball inside off the mid of DeFreitas and back to the screen. That'll be a pass ball on DeFreitas. He just reached across and it glanced off the end of his glove. So a pass ball. And that allows Connell to go to third and Emiliani to go to second. Got to be careful in this series. Neither team can score, it seems. So any lead is important. And we'll see what happens here. If Wilmington can get one. There's a strike. Fastball on the outside. Corner of the count is 2-1. Neither of these teams are really built to come from behind. Two balls, one strike on Pena. And Pipkin's pitch is high. A fastball, 3-1. And 3-1. Now it is ball 4. And the bases are loaded. So Pipkin is issued after the double play. 2 walks and a hit batsman. 3 straight free passes issued by Dominic. And that will load the bases for the 9-hitter Cole Daly. And bring Brad Burgess in, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Daly out of Notre Dame. 23rd round pick. Number of years ago, 2018, went by the Nationals. Originally from Springfield, Illinois. He was a college teammate of former Blue Claw, now Phillies outfielder Matt Vierling. So here's Cole Daly. Bases are loaded. And 2 down. No score in the second. And Pipkin starts him off with a fastball for his strike. Daly played last year with Harrisburg and Wilmington and Fredericksburg at all three levels, 44 combined games. And played here with Hagerstown in 2019. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball way outside. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Pipkin, 36 pitches so far today, only 17 strikes. No place to put Daly. Bases loaded. 2 down, a 1-1 count. And the lefty lines one of the air to center. But right there is Jared Carr. Comes in a few steps, reaches down, makes the catch. And that retires the side. No runs, no hits, and 3 left on. Pipkin into and out of some trouble. Check that. No runs, a 1 hit. There was a double play and 3 left. Pipkin into it, out of trouble in the second. We go to the bottom half. No score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center designated.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer.
Play boardwalk games at the boardwalk, hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rank, goblet toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank mini golf course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
At RWJ Barnabas Health.
Bottom of the second inning, Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Rickson Wingrove leading it off for Jersey Shore. And he will walk up to Eye of the Tiger. Yesterday he got face paint at the Blue Claws Family Field Day event as a Tiger. And here's Rickson, first pitch, a fastball in there for a called strike. The count is nothing and one. He took the face paint off before the game. He scored one of the two Blue Claws runs last night. Pitches inside. And it's one ball and one strike on Rickson. 267 for him on the year. 9 home runs. And he has driven in 32 swings over a breaking ball there. Strikes. Jared Carr and Casey Martin, the next two for Wilmington. Big lefty from Australia as Wingrove lays off a curveball from Alvarez down and away. 2-2. Fourth straight game that Wilmington has started a left-handed pitcher. And honestly, most of the teams in this league, just they don't have that many left-handed starters. Now they have the Wingrove fouls this one back into the screen. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. They put on the board the headshot of Wingrove yesterday with the Tiger face paint up there. I don't know if you can hear a few fans laughing, but a few are. I'm sure a few are in the Blue Claws dugout as well. 2-2 the count, and the pitch is hit in the air well out into left center field. Going back on in Mendez, drifting to the track. He's there, makes the catch. And that is out number one. So Wingrove flies out to left field, one away. And that'll bring up Jared Carr. Hit it well, but Mendez reels it in. So 4 up, 4 down against Alvarez. And here's the center fielder, Jared Carr, hitting .218 on the season. 2 homers and 18 runs batted in. Pipkin, by the way, after that inning, he got out of trouble. 37 pitches, 18 strikes. This Carr takes for strike one. And nothing in one on Jared. 218 on the year for him. He had last night off. He fouls one off at home plate. Carr's played well of late for the Blue Claws. He's at .277 since June 30th, raising his average from .176 to where it is right now at the .218. He had a double and a run scored on Friday. Swings through that fastball, no strike three. And there are 2 men away. So 2 up, 2 down. Here's Martin hitting .182 on the year. 5 home runs, 32 RBIs. He did start a slick 4-6-3 double play with Luis. The top half of the second inning. Right-handed batter out of the University of Arkansas. Fouls one back into the screen or into the padded wall there behind home plate. And the count on Casey is nothing and one. Andrew Alvarez. 3 scoreless innings on Tuesday. Trying for a second straight perfect inning to start this game. Pitch outside. Martin shows bunt. Takes it for a ball. That evens the count. Alvarez, 23-year-old. Just turned 23 on June 13th from Anaheim, California. Went to Cal Poly. And was a 12th-round pick in the 2021 draft. Martin takes low for a ball. And the count is 2 balls and a strike. Before this game, he faced the Blue Claws on July 28th in Wilmington. Started the game, gave up 2 runs on four hits in four innings and did not factor in the decision. 2-1 pitch is popped up very high, third base side. Sanchez, the third baseman, shielding his eyes from the sun. He gets out of the way, and Alvarez makes the catch. So the sun was not a factor early, but it popped out. And Alvarez, the pitcher, reached out casually to make that grab and retire Martin on the pop out, and the inning is over. Blue Claws go quietly, 1-2-3 in the second. We head to the third inning, no score. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. JerseyShore.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
No score, top of the third inning, top of the order for the Blue Rocks of Wilmington. Nationals affiliates Ricardo Mendez, Jeremy De La Rosa, and Jose Sanchez. So here's Mendez, bats on the left side, pitch by Pipkin, and he starts him with a strike, a fastball on the outside corner. Second year in Wilmington for Mendez, who had 284 in 25 games last year after the first half of the first 60 games with Fredericksburg. This one hit in the air to left center, playable for Jared Carr, drifting into the gap to center fielder. Wynn carries it a bit, but Carr no trouble with it, moving into the gap to make the catch, and there's one away. That will bring up De La Rosa. Remember, Brooklyn's in town this week. McClaws will have a hand in who makes the postseason out of the SAL North. They play both Brooklyn and Wilmington, or Brooklyn and Hudson Valley over the next 2 weeks as De La Rosa fouls one off at home plate, nothing in one. And Hudson Valley enters today. They're playing Brooklyn today. They enter this day with a half-game lead over Brooklyn. Aberdeen won the first half as a game and a half out. If Aberdeen were to win the second half, then it would be Hudson Valley, most likely. They have the next best overall record. We'll make it three behind them. So Blue Claws will play the two top second-half teams over the next couple of weeks. Swing and a miss by De La Rosa at a hot two. De La Rosa, 20 years old. Swings over a breaking ball. Got him. Strike three. So Dominic Pimpkin with his second strikeout of the day. And that'll bring up Jose Sanchez, the third baseman. Pipkin, trouble last inning with two walks and a hit batter. So far, so good here in the top half of the third. Bottom of the third against Andrew Alvarez. It'll be DeFreitas, Mejia, and Mignetti. 7, 8, and 9. And that is outside of fastball. Misses for ball one. 1-0 on Jose Sanchez. Sitting 252, 5 homers, 40 runs batted in. Fastball down the middle, called strike. And that evens the count at 1-1. Pipkin began the year as a reliever with the Blue Claws, but moved into the rotation in May. Slow dribbler up third that kicks foul. He's been in the starting rotation for the bulk of the season, which is where he is most comfortable. Actually, a little later than May. This is his 10th start. Breaking ball, tip foul. He had been a starter primarily with the Blue Claws over the last couple of years. June 8th was his first start of this season. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider, check swing. Did he go? No. Says Mickey Smith, the base umpire. And that evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winner of this game determine the season series between these teams. Wilmington leads at 12-11 going into today. Down and outside, a fastball. 3-2. That was 93 on the scoreboard radar gun, which is about 3 to 4 miles an hour slow. And the 3-2. Breaking ball squibbed out in front of the plate, but it's spinning foul. DeFreitas can't get there before it crosses the line. So a foul ball. And the count remains full on Jose Sanchez. If DeFreitas had got out there a split second quicker, just a little quicker, he probably would have been able to field it and then throw out the runner, although would not have with a ball like that that has so much spin on it. Especially if you try to barehand that if you're a catcher, that's usually no good. Swing and a miss, got him high heat, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the third for the right-hander, Dominic Pipkin. His third strikeout of the afternoon. We've played 2.5, no score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claws Dust experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back in Shoretown, we head into the bottom of the third. Blue Claws coming to bat here, and no score between Jersey Shore and Wilmington, the Nationals affiliate. Wilmington in their navy blue jerseys, and the Blue Claws yellows, which they have worn every Sunday over the most recent 2 seasons since the Jersey Shore rebrand. Here's a high chopper back to the mound by DeFreitas, grabbed by the pitcher Alvarez. The lefty spins, throws to first, and one pitch and one out. So one up and one down. That'll bring up Adoni Mejia, the catcher for Jersey Shore. And the first pitch is a fastball that misses outside. And the count is 1-0. Mejia 1-for-3 with a home run. He hit one in his start earlier this week on Friday, swing and a miss. And the count is 0-1 on Mejia. And he cuts and misses there at a fastball. 1-1. On deck for the Blue Claws is their 9-hitter, Fraylin Mignetti. Fastball high from Alvarez. Blue Claws looking for their first base runner. Alvarez has set aside the first 7 batters today that have come to face him. And the 2-2. Breaking ball, line down third. Leaping Sanchez makes the catch. Didn't scald it. Sanchez timed his jump well, and they get the out. 2 men down, and here is Fraylin Mignetti, the right-handed hitting Blue Claws third baseman. Marcus Lee Sang would be next. These teams have not scored a lot of runs in this series, as we've talked about. In fact, it's Mignetti takes inside of the count 1-0. The combined scores 11-10 Wilmington. This is the sixth game. Fastball, that's in there for a strike. Now, it might be 11-10 in the series, but for Wilmington, but the Blue Claws have won three of the five games. Obviously, that's more important. Fastball outside for a ball, and the count is 2-1. Well, 2-1 on Mignetti, who's hitting 201, no homers and 11 RBIs. He played third base last night as well and went 0-3. And he lines this one foul back into the screen. And the count is 2-2. Rodney Theofili warming up in the bullpen for Wilmington. And they will make the switch going into the fourth. Alvarez looking for three perfect innings. And the 2-2 is a breaking ball just missed down and inside. And that runs the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count. And a chopper down at third, but that goes foul. Backhanded by Sanchez. And the count remains 3-2. Pipkin will be back out, of course, for the fourth inning. The Blue Claws right-hander. 3 innings. He's thrown 50 pitches, 28 strikes. Alvarez has thrown 38 pitches, 24 strikes so far. And here's the 3-2. Chopper to the left side. Sanchez cuts over, grabs it. The third baseman spins, fires a strike to first in time, and the inning is over. Blue Claws go in order. 1-2-3 here in the third, and we head to the fourth. No score. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Pork Roll wins the Pork Roll Egg and Cheese Race today. Welcome back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood, an overcast, say partly cloudy to mostly cloudy Sunday afternoon here in Shoretown. Onyx Vega will lead things off for Wilmington, right-handed hitter, and he's at 285, 3 homers, and 26 runs batted in. If you care about such things, Pork Roll leads Cheese 18-15, Egg 14 wins on the season. And yes, we do keep standings in the PREC. 1-0 on Onyx Vega, pitched by Pipkin, a breaking ball. That's in there for a strike. Rodney Theofili, who was originally the listed starter for today for Wilmington, warming up in the pen. He'll come on as the back end of the piggyback as Pipkin catches a slider on the inside corner to Vega, right-handed batter. And the count, nothing and two. 1-2 pitch. Bouncer foul, first base sign. And it's still 1-2. Pipkin has struck out 3 so far. He's allowed 1 hit, 2 walks, and he hit a batter. Had trouble in the series. He did not allow a run, though, because he got a double play. but was perfect in the first and third innings. 1-2 pitch, fastball, got him looking at the knees. Strike three called, one away. That's four strikeouts for Dominic Pipkin. One more than he had in his five scoreless innings last week in Greensboro. And there's one out of the fourth for Drew Mendoza. That strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here is Mendoza, grounded into a 4-6-3 double play, and hits this one in the air down the left field line. Long run, Marcus Lee saying in fair ground, crossing into foul ground, makes the grab. About 15 feet in front of the warning track, or excuse me, in front of the foul pole. And that's out number two. So Mendoza flies out. Good play by Marcus Lee Sang. It'll go a long way for them. And that'll bring up Justin Connell, the right fielder. Lee Sang is a center fielder by trade. And that's where he's played most of the time since coming to the Blue Claws back on the 2nd of August. But in left field today, Jared Carr in center. Here's Connell, who walked his first time, and Pipkin bounces one in there. That skips past the catcher, Arturo De Freitas, one ball and no strikes. Top of the fourth inning, no score. About 80 degrees today with a little bit of a breeze blowing in from right center. Fastball inside. And a count 2-0 on Justin Connell. With a win today, Blue Claws would take 4 out of 6 in this series. Breaking ball outside. Blue Claws are 9-5 in their last 14 games. They had fallen to, at one point, 29 games under 500. Here's the 3-0, and there's a strike on the inside corner. And the count 3-1. That was not a Bronx cheer for a strike. On the scoreboard at the time, it said happy 30th birthday, Ryan. And they're in the Champions Club up here just to our right. And that was the cheer when it came on the board. High and inside, it hit him. It would have been ball four anyway. It glanced off of Connell. De Freitas caught it. But that'll be officially a hit by pitch and the second hit batsman allowed by the Blue Claws today. And the batter will be Leandro Emiliani, the first baseman for Wilmington. No score here, top half of the fourth. Elsewhere in the Philly system today, the Phillies themselves hosting the Mets at Citizens Bank Park. No score, bottom of the first, Jose Buteau against Kyle Gibson. Buteau for the Mets making his big league debut. Pitched for Brooklyn last year. Blue Claw saw him a couple of times. And Pipkin misses outside a fastball, 1-0. Lehigh Valley, 1-1. Bubba Roseman on the mound there in Buffalo. Redding has Andrew Painter tonight, his double-A debut. That's at 5:15. And then Clearwater will have Matt Osterberg there in Daytona at 5:35. One ball, no strikes. And Pipkin's pitch, changeup, swing and a miss. Good pitch to Leandro Emiliani. And the count is even at 1-1. Emiliani's from Columbia. And Pipkin throws a good breaking ball, swing and a miss. You don't see too many players from Columbia. I guess the most notable over the years, Edgar Renteria, Orlando Cabrera, Dilson Herrera, remember him, he played for the West Virginia Power when they came through here. Runner goes, pitch high and outside. Throw to second, De Freitas, and the tag by Garcia. In time, they got him. And that retires the side. Good throw by De Freitas. It was tailing a bit towards the first base side guard of Connell, and the inning is over. So Emiliani will lead off in the fourth. No runs, no hits, a hit batsman, and nobody left. We played 3.5, no score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Rodney Theofili, the new pitcher for Wilmington, bottom of the fourth inning, no score. Andrew Alvarez, three perfect innings, and he struck out two. Theofili started the first game of the series, and Alvarez followed him. Today they flip it with Theofili coming in behind Andrew Alvarez. Marcus Lee Sang leading off for Jersey Shore. Theofili, ball strike, 6'5", 230-pounder, 22 years old with Wilmington, 1-6, a 5.31 ERA, 40 innings, 42 hits, 26 walks, 31 strikeouts. Lee Sang skies one down the left field line, slicing toward the line. Mendez in fair ground. It stays in play and on the grass out near the track, makes the catch, and one up and one down here in the fourth. Wanted to bring on a special guest today, and that is one of the newer members of the Blue Claws family, Steve Bayona, the Blue Claws' new head groundskeeper. Steve, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, great. Excited to be here. Thank you.
Here is Luis Garcia, switch hitter batting from the left side. Theofili hits him with a slider, and that'll be the first Blue Claws base runner as Garcia gets plunked. So how do you like it here?
Oh, it's been great. Everyone's been very welcoming and helpful as I've started here, and I'm very happy to be here.
So Steve came from the Somerset Patriots. How long were you there?
So I was with the Patriots for 5 years, dating back to their independent league days, and then one season when they had merged with the Yankees, so that was pretty cool, but I've been there the past 5 years.
Here's Ethan Wilson, who struck out swinging his first time. 0-1. Garcia, 4-for-8, stealing bases, leads off first. High set from Theofili, fastball down the middle, called strike of the count on Ethan. Nothing in one. Rickson, Wingrove on deck for Jersey Shore. So it was about a month ago, maybe? 3 weeks ago?
My first game. Oh, go ahead.
No, when Baron Ratcliffe broke second base, fastball high, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes. So what happened? And obviously MLB made some moves with the bases. They moved second base up a foot closer to home plate. 1-1, throw to first, and Baron Ratcliffe broke it. What happened?
Yeah, well, I had never seen anything like that. I think it was possibly partially due to, moving the whole anchor mid-season, which is, not the easiest procedure, but...
One flying back, but he missed it, and it's 1-2. Yeah, so midpoint of the year, they moved second base up one foot closer to home plate, and they wanted to just experiment with that. Part of it is to help the catchers on base-stealing attempts, and I guess part of it also helped the runners angling around the base. It's a easier turn. They go first to third, kind of cut in the corner a little bit.
Right.
1-2 on Wilson. And that one fouled back up here. And foul ball. Still 1-2. But it's not like you just drill a hole every day. There's an anchor that's been in place for 20 years. So you have to install one. What's the whole process like?
So, yeah, you basically have to dig up the entire anchor. It's about a good foot underground. So once you get that up, there's
two is inside.
Ton of string lines involved in measuring everything out. So myself and Morvay spent a good part of the afternoon trying to resituate that. And essentially, when he slid in there, I guess it was.
Runner goes, pitches hit high in the air down the right field line and fell. They got
not as fully
up in the air, lands on the concourse.
I'm not used to being in the booth and trying to get the timing down here between pitches. But, he slid into it, and the impact in the new hole, I guess, was enough to really pop it out and really deform the entire base.
You were in the dugout when it happened. 2-2 on Wilson with Garcia at first. Not going this time. Breaking ball, squib, foul, third base. So, and you ran right down the right field line. It seemed like you knew exactly what happened.
Yeah, I had a good view of it down there. We were waiting to drag. Thankfully, I was down there pretty close. But as soon as I seen it pop out, you know, I kind of had an idea of what happened and what we had to do to get it back short term.
So you have a back, you have a backup base, obviously.
We have a few sets of bases back there, yeah. So
2-2 on Wilson, takes that one down and inside, ball three, and the count is full. So we'll see if Keith Werman puts Luis to Ethan Wilson, Rickson Wingrove on deck after Wilson. Blue Claws looking for their first hit. No score, bottom half of the fourth. And the 3-2 first. Theofili turns and throws over to first as Garcia dives back in.
Quick question. Who is the Colombian on Wilmington that I just heard you talking about?
The first baseman, Leandro Emiliani.
Okay.
Is that where the Bayona family's from?
That is, yes.
Runner goes, pitches sky down the left field line, foul. That'll slice out of play. And count remains full. On Wilson, 3-2. So Garcia was going on that. 3-2. See if he goes on the next one. How long did it take to... Was there ever a point when you were trying to fix that hole that you thought that the game was in doubt to resume it? There goes the runner. Foul back again. Good at bat by Wilson. And it's still 3-2.
I don't really remember exactly what I was thinking. I had the umpires, both managers, a couple players kind of standing there watching, and I remember it was a hot Sunday, so I was just kind of trying to rush it and get it back in there to at least it could, you know, be good for the rest of the game. And the next day we...
Runner goes again, grounder off third, lunging Sanchez. He quickly gets it off the second in time there, and they throw Wilson out at first to complete the double play. Tough to turn two when the runner's in motion, but they got it done. I guess it was hit hard enough. 5-4-3, Sanchez to Pena to Emiliani. You want to stay for the top of the fifth?
Yeah, that sounds good.
No runs, no hits, a hit batsman, nobody left. Four in the books, no score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claws Dust experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Top of the fifth inning in Shoretown, Blue Claws and the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And no score. It'll be Leandro Emiliani to lead off here for Wilmington. He was batting when Justin Connell was caught stealing to end the fourth inning. So he'll lead off against Dominic Pimpkin. No score. Blue Claws without a hit. Wilmington has just one. Swing and a miss from Emiliani on a good changeup by Dominic Pimpkin of the count, nothing in one. Steve Bayona, the Blue Claws head groundskeeper, is our guest in his first few months with the Blue Claws started right after Father's Day, June 20th. Chopper down first foul, and the count is nothing in two. It took about 6 weeks for you to get a home win, though, since you started. I'm glad we finally got that taken care of.
Yeah, it was quite the stretch. I was starting to get a little worried there.
And it was your fault. Change up outside one and two.
But, yeah, it was nice to see the team win. And
playing well this one and two from Pipkin popped up. Shallow left field, just stuck his bat out and flips it up in the air, and it drops in front of Marcus Lee, saying for a base hit. It was kind of an excuse me, let me try to stay alive flick from Emiliani, and it dunks down the left field line for a single, too far out of the reach of Marcus Lee, saying the oncoming left fielder, so a bloop single. And Wilmington has their second hit, and the leadoff man aboard here from the top half of the fifth inning. So last year, you guys, you worked obviously at Somerset, as we mentioned before, and they had, they made national news for, I guess, the wrong reason. Here's Viondel Pena, nothing, anything they did. Here's a bunt back to the mound, picked up by Pipkin, throws to first, safe. He beat it out. Pipkin maybe a little slow getting rid of that ball. I don't know if he didn't realize how quick Pena was, but he legs out a bunt single, and now Wilmington has first and second with nobody out. I said for the wrong reason. Nothing, anything that the Somerset guys did. They do a great job there, of course, but they had the river, right? The river floods. It's right behind the stadium up in Bridgewater, and you guys had, what, 3 feet of water on the field for a day or two?
Yeah. The Raritan River flooded, and the entire field, I'd say a good 3 to 4 feet up the wall and, you know, behind home plate, the first few rows of stands were underwater for the better part of a day.
Ball in the dirt, blocked by De Freitas, no advance by the runners.
So, yeah, I'd never seen anything like that. You know, the entire field, it was just submerged. So that was crazy few days.
So it had a bad storm. Here's Cole Daly, one ball, no strikes. Corners are in, he squares the bunt, takes outside of the count, two balls, no strikes. Wingrove came charging in from first base, Mignetti anchoring at third. So when did you guys, like, were you there when the river flooded, or did you get a call?
I was there the next morning. I was supposed to work that day. My boss was there and said
2-0 pitch is outside, ball three, 3-0. And now this inning is teetering here for Pipkin. He's one pitch away from putting Daly on and loading the bases with nobody out for the top of the Wilmington lineup as Albertus Barber throws in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Sun has popped out. And the 3-0 is down the middle for a strike. So what happened? So, yeah, you get in the next day.
It was pretty, it was almost impossible to get actually to the ballpark as, you know, the kind of the surrounding area was all flooded. The town of Manville.
3-1, shows bunt again, fouls it off, 3-2. That might have been ball four.
Right down the street was flooded. I just remember seeing people had trash on both sides of the street all the way down. It was really quite the spectacle. But, as for the field, it drained within about a day. And the next few days we spent just trying to get it back to...
Because you have all, like, the dirt and the silt, right?
The,
like all
the grass was all brown.
3-2 pitch. High fastball, just a little bit too far upstairs. Ball four, Daly draws the walk. So Pipkin allows a base hit, a bunt single, and now has walked Daly. That's his third walk. Pipkin's plus two hit batsman. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for the left fielder, Ricardo Mendez. We'll see how Jersey Shore tries to play it. It's a series in which they've scored 10 runs, and we're almost 5.5 games in now. So you don't want to fall behind too far. Looks like Mignetti at third is in. Everybody else is back. Here's Mendez. Pitches inside a breaking ball. The count is one ball, no strikes. And now De Freitas, the catcher, goes out to the mound to talk to Pipkin as Barber throws in the bullpen. So what did you do? You just go through with like a shovel and try to scoop up all the dirt?
Well, actually, we pretty much power washed the entire field.
Wow.
With a hose and a bunch of connections. And I remember just walking back and forth, and you know, you really get an aggressive wash on it, the grass lurking. So we had a couple guys out there getting it back to green, and the team actually played a few home games that week up in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
So they used their ballpark for a few games, and then...
So this happened, it was like a Thursday, Friday, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they were supposed to be home Tuesday, but they just sent him up to Hartford.
Exactly.
Pitches down and inside. Two balls, no strikes on Ricardo Mendez. And Pipkin on the break here in the fifth.
Ever seen a game there?
Somerset? No. I heard it's very nice.
It's nice. If you've ever, I don't know if you've ever been to Trenton, but it's almost...
I have been to Trenton, yeah.
Very similar ballpark.
2-0 on Mendez, and that is high and outside. Ball three. So Pipkin is one pitch away from walking in the game's first run and quite possibly leaving Albertus Barber with a miss. 3-0 on Mendez, I'm sure he'll be taking here. Pipkin, 79 pitches, only 42 strikes. 3-0 is hit in the air into shallow left center field. Coming on, Marcus Lee. Sang makes the catch. Tagging at third base, Emiliani, and he holds up as Sang fires home. Good play by Marcus Lee Sang in left field. Not only to get to a sinking liner, but firing a strike to the plate to keep Emiliani at third. Why Mendez swung 3-0 there, I have no idea. Pipkin just had no idea where the ball was going over the last few batters. And Emiliani just bails him out in a big way, swinging 3-0 there. So Blue Claws will certainly take that. Now De La Rosa is the batter. And a ground ball double play can get out of the whole inning. Breaking ball is swing and a miss. Now, De La Rosa runs very well, so it won't be easy to double up. But Blue Claws did get a break there with Mendez swinging 3-0. I'm not even 100% sure that pitch was a strike. 0-1 on De La Rosa, bases loaded, one out, no score in the fifth. Curveball inside, which, you know, that might have been outside ball four. There's no guarantee that was a strike. On the fly out to left field by Mendez. Steve Bayona, the Blue Claws head groundskeeper, is our guest. You guys got a lot of media attention. Did you get yourself in the news for that? Pitch down and inside, 2-1.
I might have been in the background of a couple shots. My boss had a few. Well, he had the New York Times interview him. He was dealing with all the big press. I was kind of just in the back.
Doing all the work.
Exactly, yeah.
2-1 on Jeremy De La Rosa. How long did you want to do grounds work?
I've always enjoyed, you know, working outside.
2-1, chop the second, could be two. Martin Fields backhands to Garcia, one fires the first.
All
in
right.
Time, they got him a double play. 4-6-3, and then retires the sign. Nice job by Pipkin. Bases loaded, nobody out. He gets Mendez to fly out, and De La Rosa grounds into the DP to end the inning. Steve, I know you got to get going. Tarp after the game. What do we got? Weather.
Tonight,
we got weather here.
Unfortunately, we're tarping
tonight.
It's
going to rain all day.
All day.
Can I go
tomorrow.
To the beach tomorrow?
Not a good beach day.
Not a good beach day, okay. So we will see you Tuesday.
I'll be here.
All
thanks,
right.
Greg.
Thanks, Steve.
All right.
No runs, one hit. No runs, two hits, and two left. No score, bottom five on BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have.
visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Here's Rickson Wingrove, the leadoff for Jersey Shore. We go to the sixth, or the excuse me, we go to the bottom of the fifth, and he swings and misses over a changeup from Rodney Theofili. Nothing and one. So bottom five, no score. Dominic Pipkin gets out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam in the top half of the inning as Wingrove fouls it off out of the roof. Third base, out of the count is nothing and two. Ricardo Mendez flew to left, and Jeremy De La Rosa grounded into a double play. Pipkin got a big break on Mendez. He swung 3-0 after he'd walked a previous batter and been all over the place. Flew to left, and then he gets the double play from De La Rosa, who runs very well as Wingrove takes low. One ball and two strikes. Rickson flew to left field. Did it well his first time out in front of the track, but was retired. Theofili's pitch just chops softly to second for Pena. 45-foot underhand toss to first base gets Wingrove, and that is out number one here in the bottom half of the fifth. From Shoretown Ballpark, that'll bring up Jared Carr. Albertus Barber was throwing earlier, and he will get back up now. And Barber definitely will come out and pitch the sixth inning for the Blue Claws. Pipkin, five innings, three hits, no runs, walked three, struck out four, and hit two. As Carr takes high. 1-0 from Rodney Theofili. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, I should say. And the count 1-1. Theofili on the year 1-6 with Wilmington, a 5.31 ERA. Carr takes outside. With the Blue Rocks, he began the year with Fredericksburg. Pitched earlier this week, two innings, walked four in the first game of the series on Tuesday. Swing and a miss by Carr. And the count is 2-2. Gave up three runs in that ball game. Theofili from Nicaragua will turn 23 years old on September 16th, 5 days after the season wraps up. So 2-2 on Jared Carr. Theofili's pitch fouled back into the screen. And the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Casey Martin awaiting next for the Blue Claws. Theofili under the line, and Carr skies one in the air off third. Going back on it, Sanchez, long run in the left fielder, Mendez down near the Blue Rocks bullpen, and it blows out of play into this third base picnic area down there. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elsewhere in the Philly system, Phillies have a 4-0 lead. They scored 4 runs off Jose Buteau, including a 3-run home run by Alec Bohm. Kyle Gibson on the mound for Philadelphia today. So, Phillies might be able to salvage a split out of that series. 2-2 pitch, outside corner, got him looking. Strike three, fastball, well placed. And for Rodney Theofili, that is his first strikeout. Bottom of the fifth inning, no score. Each team with 3 hits. And here is Casey Martin coming up to bat for the Blue Claws. Casey popped out to the pitcher his first time. Third baseman Sanchez lost the ball in the sun. Pitcher, the time was Andrew Alvarez, who bailed him out and made the catch. Casey takes ball one. 2 out, nobody on. Foul back, good cut. Bounces back under the screen, and it's 1-1. Barber let one get loose from the Jersey Shore bullpen, and ball boy comes out behind the dugout to pick it up behind the plate. 2 out, nobody on. Blue Claws in there, Sunday Golds. Fastball high. 2 balls, 1 strike. Sleeveless with the red shirts underneath, and Wilmington in their navy blues that they've worn every day in this series. 2-1 pitch is skied foul off first. Moving over the catcher, Vega. Emiliani coming down. Vega reaches into the Jersey Shore dugout and can't get it. Foul ball out of play. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 pitch, high and tight. Martin tries to check his swing and does. So 3-2 coming here from the Nicaraguan Rodney Feofili. Looking for a 1-2-3 fifth inning. And a fister down third caught by Sanchez, third baseman. Soft liner from Casey, and that retires the sound. Blue Claws go 1-2-3 here in the fifth. No score. Top six coming up on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org.
And the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
New pitcher for the Blue Claws is right-hander Albertus Barber. As we head into the top half of the sixth inning, no score. Dominic Pipkin, five innings, no runs on three hits. He walked three. And he struck out four. Jose Sanchez, Onyx Vega, Drew Mendoza, 3-4-5 for Wilmington to face the right-hander Barber from Tulsa, Oklahoma. This will be his 13th game this year with the Blue Claws. 14 and a third innings, eight hits, two runs. Six walks, he struck out 16. So Barber ready to go, the 26-year-old right-hander. The breaking ball's in there for a strike. Count nothing and one. Barber went to Oklahoma Baptist, finished his college career there in 2019. Signed with the Phillies shortly thereafter. Chopper up third by Sanchez goes foul. And the count nothing and two. Rodney Feofili's day is over. Wilmington about to get somebody loose in their bullpen down the line in left field. Sanchez is grounded a third and struck out. Obviously both against the starter Dominic Pipkin, whose day is over. Swing and a miss. Barber. First strikeout for Barber. Fifth by Blue Claws pitching today. And it's brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day the traditional New York way. Boiled and baked with love. So here's Onyx Vega, who's 1-for-2. Struck out and singled. One of just three Wilmington hits. Blue Claws still without a hit. And Barber's pitch, a breaking ball for a call and strike on the count. Nothing and one. So Jersey Shore has just 10 runs in this series, five and a half games in. They lead the series 3-2. A slider strike on the outside corner. The count nothing and two. But trying to finish this off. But obviously, they'll need a run, probably a hit. You never know. 0-2. Breaking ball, foul back. There was a game earlier this week in the Dominican Summer League where neither team got a hit. It was the Dominican Summer League Cubs and Pirates. And neither team got a hit. Two runs scored on an error in the first inning. And then there were no hits the whole game. It's pretty, obviously very rare. Check swing. Another slider by Barber, but Onyx Vega did not go. And the count is a ball, two strikes. Albertus missed 2021. He had Tommy John surgery. So he's been on a slow build back up to full strength where he is now. 1-2. Fastball, swing and a miss. He got him. High heat and strike three. So Barber has struck out the first two batters that he's faced here in the sixth, and that'll bring up the designated hitter, Drew Mendoza, who has grounded into a 4-6-3 double play and flown out to left field. So Barber began his rehab in the Florida Complex League. And then came to the Blue Claws. He made five appearances in that GCL breaking ball strike. But again, those are his friends. And when you throw in the fact that the 2020 season was canceled because of the COVID pandemic, he had not pitched in a competitive game in nearly three calendar years. 0-1. Fly ball down the left field line. Foul by Mendoza. Racing after it, the third baseman Mignetti, but it's out of play. And the count is nothing in two. So obviously, you know, it's going to take some time to build up. And in Barber's case, it did take a little bit of time. But I think now he is at full strength. And he was a guy that threw very hard with the Blue Claws in 2019. He threw 12 scoreless innings that year. Obviously, that was the year he had signed with the Phillies. But he's getting back to that. 0-2 is a breaking ball grounded to short. Garcia near the bag was played perfectly. Steps, throws to first in time. And that retires the side. 1-2-3-6 for Albertus Barber. And we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning in Shoretown. Blue Claws nothing and Wilmington nothing on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2020. Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
No score, bottom of the sixth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. Rodney Theophilus' day is over. 2 innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, 1 strikeout, and 1 hit batsman. And Wilmington goes to the bullpen here and summons in Orlando Ribalta, a 6'7", 245-pound right-hander out of Santa Clara, who was drafted in the California, a 12th round pick in 2019. Santa Clara, Cuba. Came over, went to Miami-Dade Community College, 12th round pick in 2019. Foul ball up here, and it hits off the window in the booth to our left and knocked down a bracket on that window. But at least the window didn't shatter. Baby steps. Arturo De Freitas the batter, the 0-1. Fastball outside. 4-1. The count is even at 1-1. So we'll give the numbers on Ribalta here in a moment. An imposing figure. He's been very good. Began the year with Fredericksburg. 1-1. Fastball swing and a miss. And the count 1-2. Had a 3.97 ERA there in 25 games and 34 innings. With Wilmington, he's thrown 8 innings, allowed 2 hits and 1 unearned run while walking 5 and striking out 10. No score, bottom of the 6th. Blue Claw still without a hit. Swing and a miss by DeFreitas, strike 3. So DeFreitas strikes out, swinging 1 down, and that'll bring up Adoni Mejia. Second appearance for 2 scoreless innings back on Tuesday. and struck out six, all six outs that he recorded in that game. Came via the strikeout. Here's Adoni Mejia, who has lined out to third in his only at-bat thus far today. Franklin Mignetti on deck for the Blue Claws. And Mignetti takes that one, or excuse me, Mejia takes that one on the inside corner for a strike. So 0-1, Mejia, right-handed batter. And he fouls this one up over our heads, back out of play. Mejia has been with the Phillies since 2018 from San Pedro de Macorís, the Dominican Republic. That is the cradle of shortstops, as they say. But Mejia, catcher, who homered in his first Blue Claws appearance a couple of nights ago. Shot down the left field line, over the wall, out of the grass berm. 0-2, that's high. Blue Claws have been no-hit once this year. That was back on June 18th, the day that the Philly Fanatic was here. And the Blue Claws without a hit so far as they bat now in the bottom half of inning number six. But still a scoreless ball game. Ribalta's pitch, line down third, foul off the netting down near the bullpen for Wilmington. And one of their relievers will pick it up and give it to a kid, I guess, in the picnic area down there. So one ball, two strikes. And Mejia pops it up again, foul back out of play. I hope that ball doesn't damage the roof. It's time to call the experts at Elegant Exteriors to find out. Call 256-NEW-ROOF for your free roof evaluation. That's 256-NEW-ROOF, Elegant Exteriors. We rip off your roof, not you. So 1-2 here on Adoni Mejia. Breaking ball, fouled off again. That one, first base side. Back out of play. The count remains 1-2. Mejia met the Blue Claws over the weekend last week in Greensboro, but did not get into a game there. This is his second appearance as a Blue Claw. And the 1-2 is hit well, but will foul. Deep to left. That one back towards the parking lot out there. That's where I parked, so hopefully everything okay. And it's still 1-2 on Adoni Mejia. Ribalta, the third pitcher of the day for Wilmington. Alvarez, three innings. Theofili, two. Breaking ball. That time, swing and a miss. So he fouled off a few pitches. And it wasn't good at bat, but he ends up striking out swinging. So Orlando Ribalta has fanned both batters that he's faced today. And now the batter is Franklin Mignetti for Jersey Shore. Grounded out to third base back in the third inning. So he is 0-1. Breaking ball, and that's on the inside corner from Ribalta. Nothing in one. He's been a two-inning pitcher for the most part this season, so I would expect to see him in the seventh as well. That one lined in the air, right center field, coming on. Connell dives after it and makes a spectacular backhanded catch. He lost his hat. He grabbed that of the deflection, too. What a play by right fielder Justin Connell, and that, for now at least, preserves the no-no for the Blue Rocks. It's a 1-2-3 inning with an asterisk next to that play. Spectacular defense from Connell. Robs Mignetti of a base hit. No runs, no hits, none left. We go to the seventh. Still no score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com
tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws still without a hit, but Wilmington still without a run. Albertus Barber back out there as we start the seventh. In fact, either team has scored. Justin Connell, who made the great diving grab in the bottom of the sixth inning. And, as we've mentioned before, how often do you see it? A team makes a great diving grab in time, calling as Connell steps out before the first pitch of the inning. A team makes a great defensive play, or a player makes a great defensive play, and then that player inevitably, it seems, leads off the next inning. That's the case here. So Justin Connell, who has walked and been hit by a pitch, faces Barber for the first time. And he lines one down the right field line. That'll go foul and land in the first base picnic area out of play. And the count is nothing and one. Connell, Emiliani, and Pena, 6, 7, and 8. Emiliani on deck is a left-handed batter. And Erubio Larmenta is warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. So we'll see if they make the switch after this batter. Fastball, check swing. And he went around. Ball got through the Freitas, but no harm there with nobody on base. So the count on Justin Connell is nothing and two. This series remains 11-10. That's it. Over 5.5 games old. Wilmington scored 11 runs in the 5-plus games, and the Blue Claws 10. 0-2 pitch low. Now, obviously, that's not how you determine who wins series and the like. Blue Claws have won 3 of the first 5 games of this series, but it certainly has been a low-scoring series, that's for sure. 1-2 on Connell, with Emiliani waiting on deck, and Barber's pitch, fastball, swing and a miss, but it gets by DeFreitas, back to the screen, and Connell will take first base. That'll be a strikeout pass ball on Arturo DeFreitas, the catcher, and that is his second pass ball of the game, and it puts a go-ahead run on at first base here in the top half of the seventh inning. It will also do it for Albertus Barber. Well, that was the plan all along, that he would only face the right-hander Connell, and they would go to Armenta to face Emiliani. Strikeout, pass ball. Barber gets credit for his third strikeout, but a runner goes to first, and Armenta comes into the game. No score, top of the seventh on BlueCloths.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue.
New pitcher for Jersey Shore is left-hander Erubio Larmenta. We're in the seventh inning. Runner at first, nobody out. It'll be Leandro Emiliani, Viandel Pena, Cole Daly to face Armenta, the third Blue Claws pitcher of the day. Albertus Barber, one inning plus. He struck out three, did not walk a batter. One reach, no hits. Strikeout, pass, ball. So Connell at first, the go-ahead run in this scoreless game. Here's Emiliani, the lefty, to face the southpaw. And Armenta drops one in there, breaking ball for his strike. And the count, nothing and one. So Armenta has held lefties to a 107 batting average this year, which is why he's in there to face this lefty, and the pitch has popped up off third, foul, out of play. Rubio in 34 games, 3-2, a 3.94 ERA, 32 innings, 19 hits, but he's walked 29. That's been his big problem. Struck out 47 of the 146 batters to face him. No score, top seven, runner at first. Armenta from the stretch looks the runner back, held on by Wingrove. Breaking ball hit high in the air to right center. Ethan Wilson drifts towards the gap. The right fielder is there, tracks it, makes the catch, and that's out number one. So Emiliani flies out, one away, and here's the second baseman. Pena has walked, and then he had a bunt single in the fifth inning. No score, bottom or top of the seventh. Blue Claws still without a hit. Wilmington only has three, and Armenta misses outside. Last year, Rubio burst onto the scene. He made his pro debut on the mound last summer between Clearwater, the Blue Claws, and Reading, and he struck out 49 hitters of the 104 batters that he faced across the three levels. 1-0, and that's a changeup down and outside. That's his best pitch, his changeup, but he gets it into the low to mid-90s with his fastball. And he hides the ball very well. 6 foot two, 210 pounds out of Tijuana in Mexico. Some of the Phillies in 2019. There obviously was no 2020 season. That's a fastball strike dropped by DeFreitas, but called strike by Chandler Durham. And the count is two balls and one strike. Go ahead, run Connell off first. Armenta fires over, and not in time. Picked the leg up, tried to freeze Connell and throw it behind him. But he dove back in ahead of the tag. In the bottom of the seventh, the Blue Claws will have the top of the order. Marcus Lee, Sang, Luis Garcia, and Ethan Wilson. Blue Claws have sent the minimum to the plate over the first six innings. That's outside. Three balls and one strike. Jersey Shore has one base runner. Garcia was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning, but was erased on a double play. 3-1 on Pena, and Armenta deals. Fastball at the knees, called strike, and the count 3-2. Pena is 8 out of 32 since joining Wilmington after he began the year with their low A team. Between Richmond and Washington, D.C. Armenta set of the belt, looks the winner at first. No score, top seven. Fastball foul back into the screen. And the count remains full at 3-2. Runner Connell was not going on that pitch. He struck out, but reached on the pass ball. On strike three from Albertus Barber. That started this inning. And then Emiliani flew out to right field. 3-2, runner not going. Fastball grounded to short, could be two. Garcia bobbles it, glove flip to Martin. They do get one, throw to first, and Wingrove smothers it to prevent that ball from squirting behind him and allowing the batter to get the second. It's a fielder's choice, 6-4. It should have been an inning-ending double play, which would have been the third double play of the day for the Blue Claws. But Garcia could not field it cleanly. That keeps the inning going and brings up Cole Daly, the nine-hitter. Left-handed batter. He has flown to center and walked, and he takes a breaking ball that almost hit him inside. He backs away, and the count, one ball, no strikes. Garcia did recover very well and shoveled it off on a glove flip to Casey Martin, the second baseman, to get one out, but that's all they could get. Right-hander throwing in the bullpen for Wilmington. Armenta's 1-0. Grounded to second. Martin to his right field to go the short way. Underhanding to Garcia for the fielder's choice. 4-6. And the inning comes to a close. No runs, no hits. And one left on. We have played 6.5 here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws and Wilmington, still no score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorate unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
Seventh inning stretch here in Shoretown, brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. No score as we hit the seventh inning stretch, and the Blue Claws will have the top of the order as they move through the order for the third time. And usually when you move through the order for the third time with your leadoff batter at the top of the seventh, that's no good, because that means you've only sent the minimum 18 to the plate over the first 6 innings. The Blue Claws have had one base runner. Luis Garcia got hit with a pitch in the fourth inning and was erased at a double play. That's it. And now Orlando Ribalta, who's the third pitcher for Wilmington, will be out for his second inning of relief. Marcus Lee, Sang, Luis Garcia, and Ethan Wilson coming to the plate here for the Blue Claws. Eruby Larmenta gets the 3 outs there in the seventh inning. He will stay in, it looks like, for the 8th. Dominic Pipkin went 5 innings, no runs, 3 hits. Albertus Barber, 1 inning plus, no runs, no hits, and then Armenta ended up, should have got 4 outs, but a strikeout pass ball on the leadoff man Connell to reach base in the top of the 7th inning, but did not come back to hurt the Blue Claws. So here's Marcus Lee, Sang to face Orlando Ribalta for the first time. Marcus is 0-15 in this series, 0-2 today. Left-handed batter from Owings, Maryland. He's been with the Blue Claws since August the 2nd. Already does have 3 homers. 2 came in 1 game. And the first pitch is a changeup from Ribalta in there for a called strike. And the count, nothing and 1. The third baseman, Sanchez, backs up a few steps. He's way off the line, about 30 feet off the line. And now behind the bag, Lee Sang could drop a bunt down if he wanted to. Fastball up and away. And the count, 1 ball and 1 strike. Elsewhere in the Phillies system, the Phillies have a 4-3 lead over the Mets in the third, led 4-0 after 1 inning. Lee Sang pops one up, third base side, very high, foul ground. The catcher, Vanga, the third baseman, Sanchez. Sanchez moving over and in front of his dugout makes the catch on the warning track, one away. Well, the Blue Claws, who are still looking for their first hit, will send Garcia to the plate here, 1 out in the bottom half of the 7th. Lehigh Valley, a 4-3 lead over Buffalo. Redding will send Andrew Painter, that came in the 5th. Redding, a 5-15 start against Portland. And Andrew Painter, who dazzled with the Blue Claws, had a sub-1 ERA and gave up 1 run in its last 32 and 2/3 innings, will make his double-A debut. Changeup to Garcia is in there for a called strike. And Luis takes that one down and inside. And that evens the count at 1-1. On deck, Ethan Wilson. Nice Sunday afternoon here at the Jersey Shore, about 80 degrees. Light breeze blowing in. Change up from Orlando Ribalta is outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ribalta was born in Cuba. Came over to the U.S. He ended up going to Miami-Dade Community College and was a 12th-round pick of Washington back in 2000. 2-1 to Luis inside, and it hit the bat. Did not try to swing, but didn't get the bat out of the way. So a foul ball that rolls off towards the third base on deck circle. And the count 3-2 actually glanced off the catcher, Vega, who walks it off behind the plate. If you're wondering, the Blue Claws had been no hit only once in their first 20 seasons. That was back in 2008 in a game at Asheville. They got no hit on June 18th here by Aberdeen. 2-2 to Garcia, high ball 3. Still no score in the game. Blue Claws have not threatened. Wilmington has, though. They had the bases loaded with 2 outs in the second inning, and they had the bases loaded with nobody out in the fifth inning and could not score. 3-2 pitch, fastball, foul back up here and over our heads and out of play. And the count remains 3-2 on Garcia. Including his hit by pinch, he's reached base 10 times now in this series. 5 hits, 4 walks, and the HBP from back in the fourth. Another 3-2. High pop foul, first base side, out of play. And the count remains 3 balls, 2 strikes. Garcia, who played with the Blue Claws in 2019 as one of the youngest players in Blue Claws history, 18 at the time, one of the few players to play an entire season as an 18-year-old. Of course, remember, that was the low-A Blue Claws. But he's back again. He's still only 21 years old. Turned 22 on October 1st. Slightly open stance to the left side. Switch hitter bats left. 3-2 pitch. High ball 4. So the Blue Claws get a second base runner as Garcia draws the walk from Orlando Ribalta. And now Ethan Wilson coming to the plate. The best defensive play of the day was Justin Connell. Diving catch in right center to end the sixth inning. And that'll do it for Ribalta. Here comes Wilmington, and they will make the call to the bullpen. So Ethan Wilson will face a new pitcher, and we'll come back and tell you all about him. No score, bottom of the seventh here at Shoretown Ballpark. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Gerardo Carrillo is the new pitcher for Wilmington. So far, their first 3 pitchers have combined for 6 1/3 no-hit innings. A walk to Luis Garcia has him at first base with 1 out in the bottom of the 7th inning. And the batter is Ethan Wilson, the right-hander for Jersey Shore. We'll give you the numbers on Carrillo in a minute. Here's Wilson, who's grounded into a double play and struck out. Left-handed batter from Andalusia, Alabama. And the pitch by Carrillo, a fastball in there for a called strike. Carrillo began his career in the Dodgers system. He was in the Trey Turner, Max Scherzer deal last year, and technically here on a minor league rehab assignment. Four runs on seven hits and eight and a third innings with Wilmington. He had been with Harrisburg earlier this year. There goes Garcia, hit and run, foul back up here, and a nice effort by a guy in the front row over there to our left of the sweet level. Tried to make a one-handed catch on a foul ball. Hit off his hand, but he picked it up. They're in that open air part of the Blue Wave bar to our left on the suite level. And he and a buddy are just leaning up against the railing watching the game from there. It's a great spot, actually, to watch the game. Almost made a great one-handed grab. Garcia at first. Now the count 0-1 on Wilson. Or check that, 0-2, I think. Swing and a miss. And that is strike three. Yeah, that was 0-2. So Wilson down swinging, one away. That's the first strikeout, of course, for Gerardo Carrillo. And it'll bring up Rickson Wingrove. Carrillo was with Double-A Tulsa, the Dodgers system, hitting 3-2 with a 4.25 ERA before the trade last year, and 0-5 with Harrisburg, and a 5.59 ERA after the trade. And this year has been hurt much of the season, only thrown a combined 16 and a third innings. Throw to first, diving back in is Garcia, and he's safe. Rickson Wingrove is 0-2. He's flown to left and grounded the second. On the board on his headshot, it's Rickson with tiger face paint on. He changed his walk-up song today to Eye of the Tiger. And the pitch on the way, swinging a chopper foul behind the plate, nothing in one. Where'd the tiger come from? Well, yesterday was Blue Claws Family Fun Day here at Shoretown Ballpark for Blue Claws ticket package holders in the afternoon. And one of the activities they had was face painting. And Rickson got his face painted like a tiger. Well, they put that up a slider down and inside. And the count is 1-1. He's at 264 on the season with 9 home runs. Second most on the team. Baron Radcliffe has 11. Although, of course, Radcliffe's been here the whole year. Wingrove only since May 24th. And a chopper to first, but I believe play was stopped. They called a balk on Gerardo Carrillo. The first baseman, Emiliani, picked up the ball and stepped on first base, what they called a balk on Carrillo. The base umpire did that, Mickey Smith. So that moves Garcia into scoring position. And now a base hit by Wingrove would not only be the first hit of the day for Jersey Shore, but it would very likely drive in the first run of this game. Blue Claws are still without a hit. They batted the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-1 on Wingrove. Carrillo looks back at Garcia at second. Swing and a miss. Big cut and a breaking ball. Wingrove ended up on his left knee. After that, the count is 1-2. Rickson digs in his left foot in the back of the left-handed batter's box and awaits now a 1-2 offering from Gerardo Carrillo. The 5'10 right-hander ready. And the 1-2 inside, it hit him in the leg, right in the shin. I think it hit his shin guard, bounces away, and Wingrove hits the first. So that puts runners at first and second with one out for Jersey Shore and brings up Jared Carr. So this is exactly where this game was last night. Blue Claws had runners at first and second, one out in a scoreless game. Right now they have runners at first and second and two out in a scoreless game. Last night it was Nicholas Torres, the game-winning two-run triple. Here's Carr, and the pitch clock runs out, and well, did they credit time? No. Automatic ball called by Chandler Durham. Yeah, he was right on top of that, no doubt about it. The pitch clock ran out there, and the count 1-0, no strikes on Carr. Wingrove at first, no score, bottom seven. Pitch is outside, 2-0, and Jersey Shore is still looking for their first hit of this game. They've already been no hit once this year. That was on Philly Fanatic night back on June 18th. 2-0 on Carr. And the pitch, breaking ball up and away, the slider. And the count 3-0. Well, we'll see if Carr has the green light here. Blue Claws got a big break earlier in the game when Ricardo Mendez flew to left field on a 3-0 pitch with the bases loaded and nobody out. And then the next batter grounded into a double play to end the inning. 3-0 takes it, and it was an off-speed pitch. In fact, inside, ball four. So Carr draws a walk, and the Blue Claws have loaded the bases without a hit here in the seventh inning. Here comes Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, to the mound to talk to Gerardo Carrillo and KC Martin coming to the plate. Elegant Exteriors is a GAF Master and Owings Corning preferred contractor. They carry an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, offer financing, and accept all major credit cards. Believe it or not, most homes can have a new roof in just one day, so call Elegant Exteriors today for your free roof evaluation. That's 256-NEW-ROOF. 256-NEW-ROOF. So here's KC Martin. Bases are loaded. Two men are out. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. No score. Blue Claws looking for their first hit. Gerardo Carrillo out of the stretch. First pitch to KC. Fastball hit in the air. Well, deep out of the left field. Mendez going back. He's at the track at the wall. Makes the catch. And that retires the side. Martin gave it a ride. It's about the fifth fly ball he's had to the center of this series. And the Blue Claws threaten but don't score here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and three left. On to the eighth we go. No score. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
I thought for a second that fly ball by KC Martin had a chance to get out of here, and maybe it did on a different day. Wind's kind of blowing in. Don't know if it knocked it down a little bit or not, but KC flies out to the wall in left field. Ricardo Mendez reels it in to end the bottom of the seventh inning. So we go to the eighth inning, still no score. Blue Claw still without a hit. And Ricardo Mendez, who caught the flyout, will lead off against the Rubio Larmenta. First pitch is a curveball low in the count, one ball, no strike. So you have Mendez here, he's a left-handed batter. And then Jeremy Dale batter. And then Jose Sanchez, a right-handed hitter. So I think it'll be two batters. Here's a chopper to second. And glove by Martin, underhands to Wingrove at first. It's about a 30-foot underhand toss, one away as Mendez is retired for the fourth time. I think it'll be two batters here in the eighth for Armenta, and then they'll go to the pen. Jason Ruffcorn is throwing in the bullpen right now for Jersey Shore. Keith Gorman playing the left-right game. He brought Armenta in to face Emiliani, a left-handed hitter in the seventh. De La Rosa takes high and tight, and the count is one ball and no strikes. So it's been an interesting game here. Not a lot has gone on. 4-6-3 double play. The Blue Claws turned in the first. Then they got out of a bases-loaded jam in the fifth. Turned another one. 1-0. Curveball low. One ball. Checking two balls. And no strikes on De La Rosa, who was the Nationals' big international signing in 2018. He's their number 10 prospect per Baseball America. MLB pipeline, I should say. 2-0 from Armenta, grounded back to second. Martin to his right, gloves it, turns, throws on the run, in time, two down. Nice work by Rubio Armenta, and that'll do it for him. Keith Werman makes his way up the steps and out to the mound. So Armenta faces five batters here, gets all five out, and they'll go to the pen and bring on Jason Ruffcorn to face Jose Sanchez here in the eighth. Jersey Shore looking ahead, by the way, to the bottom of the eighth. We'll have Arturo De Freitas, Adoni Mejia, and Fraylin Mignetti, 7, 8, and 9. No score, two out, top eight. Jason Ruffcorn, the new pitcher, back after this on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Jason Ruffcorn, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. We're in the eighth inning, and the Blue Claws and Blue Rocks still no score. Ruffcorn's been here all year, 0-3, 4.5 ERA, 7 saves, 37 innings, 24 hits, 30 walks, 32 strikeouts. The batter is Jose Sanchez. There are two out, nobody on. And the first pitch, a fastball down the middle, a called strike. And the count, nothing and one on Jose Sanchez. And the 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball down and outside. And the count is one ball and one strike. Ruffcorn out of the stretch. And this pitch is fouled back up here out of play. And the count is one ball and two strikes. So Ruffcorn looks for the strikeout. Pitches a slider. It skips back to the screen down and outside. And the count is 2-2. Blue Claws without a hit on the bottom third of this, Mejia and Mignetti. Ruffcorn out of the University of Oklahoma is from the Austin, Texas area. Threw a scoreless inning in his last appearance Thursday. Fastball got him looking at the knees. Strike three. And that retires the side. So Rubio Armenta got the first two outs of the eighth inning. Jason Ruffcorn, the last out of the eighth inning. We have played 7.5 here in Shoretown, and the Blue Claws and Blue Rocks still no score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Gerardo Carrillo back out there for Wilmington. We go to the bottom half of the eighth. Go to the bench. Pinch hitter for Jersey Shore will be Baron Ratcliffe. And he comes on and pinch hits here for the catcher, Arturo De Freitas. So what will probably happen is Anthony Quirion will go in and catch for the Blue Claws when we go to the top half of the ninth inning. So Ratcliffe, who has 11 homers, will pitch in. 221 on the year, 11-33. Carrillo out of the stretch, first pitch, breaking ball, strike, nothing in one. No score, bottom of the eighth. Blue Claws still without a hit. Carrillo came on in the seventh with one out and one on. He walked a batter and hit a batter, but got out of the inning. 0-1 on Ratcliffe, and he takes a fastball outside. It's one ball, one strike. Barron played left field, hit fourth last night, went 0-for-4. He's 0-for-8 with four strikeouts over the last 2 days after back-to-back two-hit games before that. Lefty from Georgia Tech. 1-1 pitch popped up, third base side, out of play. Wind blowing in from right center today. Oh, that ball rolled down off the roof to the seats below, and a young kid who brought his glove made the catch and is getting some cheers from the ballpark, Shoretown ballpark faithful here today. 1-2 on Ratcliffe. On deck is Adoni Mejia, then Freeland Mignetti. No score, bottom of the eighth. Pitch by Carrillo, breaking ball way outside, and the count 2-0. Looking ahead here, the Blue Claws, if they does turn up, come to this, the Blue Claws have one walk-off win all year, and it was in Hudson Valley back on June 8th. 2-2 pitch. High fly ball down the right field line. On the run, Connell, toward the picnic area. It's out of play. And still 2-2. Ratcliffe a little bit out in front of that. Meanwhile, action in the Blue Claws bullpen. I believe that's Jonathan Hughes, who's just playing light catch with Quirion. Now, I'm not sure if Hughes is warming up Quirion or vice versa, because Quirion's going to come on and catch the ninth. Ratcliffe pinch hitting here for the starting catcher, De Freitas. 2-2 from Gerardo Carrillo. The pitch is a chopper to first, and it's picked there by Emiliani. Takes it himself, touches up with his right foot for the out, and there's one away. Still no score, still no hits for the Blue Claws. Here's Adoni Mejia, who's like everybody else in this game, 0-for. He's 0-for-2. Soft liner to third, and he struck out swinging. The Blue Claws have drawn two walks, and they have been hit by two pitches. They had the bases loaded with two outs in the seventh inning. Mejia hits one high in the air to left center. Playable. De La Rosa and Mendez coming together. Who's got it? The left fielder, Ricardo Mendez, makes the catch, 2-away. They had the bases loaded with two outs in the seventh inning, but Casey Martin, swinging at the first pitch, got a good one to hit from Carrillo and lined it to the wall in left field, but it was caught there by Ricardo Mendez to end the inning. Here's the nine-hitter, Freeland Mignetti. Marcus Lee Sang would be next. Two out, nobody on, bottom of the eighth inning. Still no score. And the pitch on the way, way outside, a fastball. On the count, one ball and no strikes. Mignetti, a right-handed batter. He's dipped below the Mendoza line at 199 today, going 0-for-2. 1-0, breaking ball, called strike. And the count is 1-1. This is the sixth game of this series. And this is the 53rd inning of the series. The combined score is 11. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased one down and outside of the count, 1-2. Blue Claws have won 3 of the first 5 games, but they've only scored 10 runs. And this is the end of the sixth game of this series. 1-2 the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike 3. And the inning is over. Gerardo Carrillo gets his second strikeout. It's a 1-2-3 bottom of the game. We go to the ninth inning here in Shoretown. No score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Top of the ninth inning in Shoretown Ballpark. Still no score. Blue Claws and the Wilmington Blue Rocks, and Jason Ruffcorn, who got the last out of the eighth inning, is on to pitch here for Jersey Shore. Justin Connell, the batters for Wilmington, and the Blue Rocks getting up their very good closer, Jose Ferrer, to pitch the ninth inning. And a breaking ball misses down and outside of the count, 1-0. Carrillo, who is in the game as the pitcher now, has gotten 5 outs. My guess is he's done no matter what. 1-0, Anthony's calling strike. So whether Wilmington scores here to take the lead or not, I think we'll see Jose Ferrer. Onyx Vega is 1-for-3. Pitched by Ruffcorn, just missed outside and low. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. One down and outside. Jason Ruffcorn out of the University of Oklahoma gave up 3 runs in an inning and a third on August 4th here against Hudson Valley, but he has scoreless outings in his last 3 games. Fly ball foul down first out of play, 3-2. Two of those games in Greensboro where he got 5 outs in each game and then had a scoreless inning with a strikeout here on Thursday. So this is his second appearance of the series. Anthony Quirion is the new catcher, by the way, replacing Arturo De Freitas, who got pinch hit for by Radcliffe. Foul back under the screen. Vega helped him out. That was ball 4, I think, high and inside. And foul back under the screen. Count is 3-2 still on Onyx Vega. In the ninth inning, the Blue Claws, who again still don't have a hit, will have Marcus Lee, Sang, Luis Garcia, Ethan Wilson, and then Rickson Wingrove, and then Jared Carr. 4 of those 5 will hit. Here's a line drive back up the middle. Base hit into center by Vega. I was going to say 4 of those 5 will hit left-handed against a good lefty Ferrer. Only Garcia will bat from the right side. He's a switch hitter. So that's the 4th hit for Wilmington. They have the leadoff man on here with the ninth inning of a scoreless game. And Drew Mendoza, the designated hitter, is coming to the plate. Mendoza grounded into a 4-6-3 double play back in the second inning. And they're waiting for Vega to take off his protective gear. He hands it to Harris. So here's Drew Mendoza, left-handed hitter out of Florida State. Pitched by Ruffcorn outside of the count. One ball, no strikes. Final game of this six-game series. Brooklyn is in town beginning Tuesday night to face the Blue Claws. Six more games. And this homestand wraps up a week from today. 1-0 pitch, line foul, third base side, right into a sweep on the left. And it's 1-1 the count here on Mendoza. It was a third-round pick of the Nationals back in 2019. Hitting just 219 this year, six homers. 1-1, outside changeup hangs away. And the count, two balls and a strike. Ruffcorn, the right-hander. That was a heavy sinker. Tries to get a lot of ground balls with that. Where's the three-quarter red sleeves? And foul back by Mendoza. Underneath his sleeveless yellow Sunday jersey for the Blue Claws. No runs, four hits for Wilmington. No runs, no hits, and no errors for the Blue Claws. Jose Ferrer warming up in the pen. Jersey Shore trying to avoid being no hit for the second time this season. And the 2-2 is a little bit low, a slider, and it's 3-2. Going back earlier today in the fifth inning, Wilmington had the bases loaded and nobody out. Mendez flew to left, and De La Rosa grounded into a double play. That was the best chance any team has had in this game. 3-2, runner not going. Pitch hit in the air to center. Carr drifting back towards left center. He's there. Jarrett makes the one-handed catch, one away. Back to first base goes Onyx Vega. And he's there, one out for the right fielder, Justin Connell. If Wilmington does throw a no-hitter, they can thank Connell, who made a tremendous diving catch on a ball hit by Freeland Mignetti to end the bottom of the sixth inning in the right center field. And he just spread it after it, fully extended, backhand to save the no-hitter. Breaking ball over the front door from Ruffcorn, and the count, nothing and one on the inside part of the plate. Leandro Emiliani awaiting on deck for the Blue Rocks. Runner at first base, Vega, 2-for-5 stealing bases, slider way outside, knocked down by Quirion, and it's one ball and one strike. Jose Ferrer is warming in the bullpen for Wilmington. He is a very good closer. And he's going to pitch the ninth inning no matter whether they score here or not. Here's a line drive hit well deep into left field. Lee Sang on the run, back at the wall. It's off the left field wall. Lee Sang plays it perfectly and fires it into third. It's a double for Vega, or for Connell rather. Vega goes to third. And second and third for Wilmington, with one out here in the ninth. It's an angled wall in the left field corner here. So you have the wall is basically flush most of the way around, but the last billboard in the left field corner is angled more towards second base than home plate like all of the other signs. So when that ball hit off there, it kicks at an angle towards center field. Marcus Lee Sang played that absolutely perfectly. Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, now goes out to the mound to talk to Ruffcorn. And if Lee Sang doesn't play that right and it bounces away from him and he takes a little longer to go get it, then the go-ahead run, Vega scores easily. But Lee Sang knew exactly where that ball was going to hit, plays it perfectly, and they keep Vega at third. So at least the Blue Claws have that going for them. Now they have to bring the infield in. That could have easily been an RBI double for Justin Connell. Jersey Shore with no choice here but to bring the infield in, obviously. No score bottom half of the eighth inning. No score top half of the ninth inning. And the batter is Leandro Emiliani. So Mignetti at third, Garcia at short, Martin at second, Wingrove at first. And that one a little bit low, one ball, no strikes to Emiliani. He has one, that's 175 with Wilmington this year. And the catcher, Quirion, goes out to the mound to have a quick word with Jason Ruffcorn. Talked about it before, but the Blue Claws got no hit on the 18th of June against Aberdeen. They lost that game 6-0, and it was 6-0 after 2.5 innings. So, you know, for most of the game, the outcome wasn't really in doubt. But this game has been all square, tied up the whole way through. Second and third, one out. The pitch, swing and a miss, a changeup. And a good pitch there by Jason Ruffcorn. And the count, one ball and one strike. The runner at third base is Onyx Vega. He singled. The runner at first base is Justin, or at second base, excuse me, is Justin Connell. He doubled off the left field wall. And Marcus Lee Sangman, a great play to get it in quickly. 1-1. Chopper back to the mound. They have the runner hung up. Ruffcorn throws to the plate, diving in head first. Vega, he's out. Down to third goes Connell. I don't know what Vega was doing. Didn't even try to get in a rundown. He was toast the whole way. And the Blue Claws are now one out away from escaping trouble. Score it 1-2 on the putout. And now runners at first and third. He was going on contact, but by the time, or as soon, he was going as soon as he saw the ball go into the ground. But by the time Ruffcorn caught the ball, he was 10 feet off of third base, 80 feet from home plate. I mean, he had a much better chance of getting in a rundown there than he did just diving in head first on that. But Blue Claws will take it. First and third, two down. Here's Viondel Pena, and he lifts one foul down the left field line out of play. And the count, no balls and a strike. Connell now at third. Emiliani is at first. Pena has a hit today and a walk. He's 1-for-2. 8-for-33 with Wilmington. Had two hits and three ribbies on Wednesday. Pitch by Ruffcorn. A push bunt up third. This will be a tough play. Jason Barehands throws back to first. Comes in to score. Connell from third on the bunt single by Viondel Pena. And the Blue Rocks take a 1-0 lead here in the ninth. A great idea by Viondel Pena, and it was perfectly executed up the third base line. Ruffcorn, the only one who had a chance at it, made a bare hand pickup and an off-balance throw, but it was not in time. He got it there, right on the bag, but Pena beat it out. Connell scores, and Wilmington has a 1-0 lead. Emiliani goes to second. Here's Cole Daly, swing and a miss, and the count, nothing and one. So the Blue Claws are now down a run in the ninth. And Wilmington a chance here to complete a no-hitter and a win in the bottom of the ninth. Daly fouls one back. This is an enormous batter, goes without saying. Jersey Shore has scored 10 runs in six games in this series, so falling behind by one is going to make it tough enough, let alone two, which would happen on a base hit. Jersey Shore will have the top of the order coming up. Marcus Lee, Sang, Luis Garcia, and Ethan Wilson, but they're going to face a good pitcher in Ferrier. Here's a line drive into shallow center. Carr coming on, can't get it. Has the plate on a hop base hit. Emiliani around third. Carr is thrown to the plate on a hop tag. Not in time. Emiliani slides in safely just under the tag of Querion. It's an RBI single for Cole Daly. And the Blue Rock 2-0 lead. So that'll be a base hit for Cole Daly. Drives in his 17th run of the season. Emiliani scores, Pena goes to third, and on the throw home by Jared Carr, Daly goes to second. Carr did very well to get that close. He had to kind of stop. He wasn't sure if he should dive after that ball, but he knew if he dove after it and didn't get it, he was going to play it probably into an inside the park home run. So he took his chances, almost had to throw it flat-footed, fastball outside to Ricardo Mendez, and the count, one ball, no strikes. And he made a very good throw. But Emiliani just got his foot in under Querion's tag. It was the right call, no question, but a close play. Little bouncer foul behind the plate, nothing and one on Ricardo Mendez. So Jose Ferrer now will have a two-run lead when we go into the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Blue Claws are still without a hit. Ruffcorn has allowed both here in the count, two balls and one strike. So the left hitter will face at least two lefties for the Blue Claws. That one fouled away by Mendez down the left field line out of play. And the count 2-2. Ferrer on the year with Wilmington, a 2.2 ERA and seven saves in 36 and a third innings. He struck out 40 and walked just nine, and including his time in Fredericksburg earlier this year, a 1.95 ERA for Ferrer this season. Here's a liner down the left field line by Mendez. If it's fair, it's trouble. Just foul. Very close. It couldn't have been fouled by that much. Mario Lissen, the manager for Wilmington, asking Chandler Durham. Lissen was directing traffic, and he's saying, well, how could that ball be fouled? There's no foul territory down there, and it's true. It's right down the line. To be honest, I have no idea where it landed. It may have been fair. I have no idea, because the left field grass berm swings around the foul pole, and there's a wall that jets out from behind the bullpen. So our view of anything right down the left field line in that corner is obstructed. So, you know, and the same is true in right field. Anything in the deep part of left field and right field right down the line, I can't tell you whether it was fair or foul. Just no idea. Chandler Durham made the call, though, and called it foul. That would have made it a 4-0 game if it had stayed fair. Roughcorn's pitch, cut on and missed, strike three, and that retires the side. But Wilmington takes the lead. They scored two runs on four hits. There were no errors, and they leave two. The bunt single by Vandel Pena, and the RBI single by Cole Daly. 2-0 Wilmington, bottom nine. Blue Claws looking for their first hit. Back after that, two runs. BTV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom of the ninth inning here in Shoretown. Blue Claws gave up two runs in the top of the ninth inning, and Wilmington now three outs away from not just a win, but a no-hitter. Vandel Pena's bunt RBI single broke the scoreless tie. Cole Daly, an RBI single, made it 2-0. And Jose Ferrer, the new pitcher, taking over for the Blue Rockets. Marcus Lee Sang leading off here for Jersey Shore. Top of the Blue Claws lineup, Lee Sang, a lefty, Garcia, switch hitter, and then Nathan Wilson, a lefty, to face the big left-hander, Jose Ferrer from the Dominican Republic. First pitch, fastball high and tight to Lee Sang of the count, 1-1 and no strikes. Blue Claws without a hit have had two batters hit by pitches. Down 2-0. Pitch to Lee Sang, fastball, called strike, belt high, and it's 1-1. Marcus 0-3 today, 0-16 so far in the series. Ferrer is the fifth pitcher of the day for Wilmington. And the 1-1 curveball inside just missed, 2-1. Ferrer with Wilmington this year has 7 saves and a 2-2-3 ERA, 2-1 record in 26 games. 40 strikeouts, 9 walks in 36 and a third innings. 2-1 pitch foul back into the screen. And the count remains, there is now 2 balls and 2 strikes on Marcus Lee Sang. The Blue Claws threw a no-hitter, the Blue Claws got no hit in this building by Aberdeen on June 18th. It was only the second time they've ever been no hit. The first was back in 2008, the game in Asheville. This would be the third. 2-2 pitch fouled away, third base side, off the wall in one of the suites and bounces down. Nice grab by a dad sitting there on the third base side behind the Wilmington dugout. Is it to his daughter? 2-2 on Marcus Lee. Sang with Luis Garcia on deck. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. A slider. He got him. Strike three. So Wilmington two outs away from a no-hitter. And Ferrer picks up the strikeout. Andrew Alvarez went the first three for Wilmington. Perfect innings. Two strikeouts. Rodney Theofili threw two scoreless innings as well. He did hit a batter. Orlando Ribalta, an inning and a third scoreless. Gerardo Carrillo got the next five outs, and now Ferrer in the ninth. Here's Luis Garcia, 0-for-1, and he takes high. It's 1-0. He's been hit by a pitch, he's drawn a walk, and he's grounded to third. Garcia today is 0-for-1. Reached base 11 times in this series, and he lines this one in the air deep into left field. Going back, Mendez to the track, over his head, over the wall, a home run! Luis Garcia gets the Blue Claws on the board. A line drive solo homer over the wall in left field. And Jersey Shore is within a run. It's Wilmington 2 and the Blue Claws 1 here. So the Blue Claws will not get no hit. They will not get shut out. Now can they win the game? Third home run of the year for Garcia. All of them have come in August. Ethan Wilson, the batter now. Pitch by Ferrer. Fastball high. One ball, no strikes. If the Blue Claws do come back and win, it would be their first walk-off win in this building in over a year. Wilson takes a strike. They had one against Wilmington on July 8th of 2021. That's their last one here. They had one in a road game, or a not a road game. They were the home team, but in a road park. 1-1 to Wilson, chopper to the right side. Tricky hub, it gets off of Emiliani. The second baseman, Pena, throws to Ferrer. They get him at first, two away. Well, it's been that kind of day for Jersey Shore. The tricky hop that squirted by Emiliani, but Villandel Pena, great play. 3-4-1 on the putout, two down. Buklaw's other walk-off was back in June. The game was originally supposed to be played here in Lakewood, but got rained out. They had to move it up to Hudson Valley, so the Blue Claws were the home team. Here's Rickson Wingrove, and he hits a high pop-up into shallow center. This should do it. Out goes Daly. In comes De La Rosa. De La Rosa is there. He makes the catch. The ball game's over. Wilmington holds on. They get a split of the six-game series, and they win today by a final score of 2-1. Blue Claws do not get no hit. They can thank, or shut out, they can thank Luis Garcia for that, who hit a solo homer here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. So the final score today is Wilmington 2 and Jersey Shore 1. Team split 6. For Wilmington, 2 runs. They do it on 7 hits. There were no errors. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors for Jersey Shore. The winning pitcher is Gerardo Carrillo of the Blue Rocks, and Jason Ruffcorn takes the line, gets the save as 8. Blue Claws 19-29, 44-70. Wilmington is 23-25, 58-56 on the season. So in a series that finishes with Wilmington winning 3 games of the 6 and scoring 13 runs. Blue Claws won 3 and scored 11 runs in 6 games. Team split this week. Wilmington wins the season series by a final of 13-11. Garcia's home run, by the way, his third of the season. Time of the game was 2 hours and 33 minutes, and the attendance was 2,960 on hand today here at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Blue Claws are back in action on Tuesday night as they host the Cyclones of Brooklyn. We'll be back on the air at 6:50, and first pitch will come your way at 7:05. Blue Claws in Brooklyn coming up in 2 days' time. Enjoy your evening, everybody. And thanks for spending part of your Sunday here with us. Your final score, Wilmington 2, Jersey Shore 1. I'm Greg Jamarese. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening to BlueClaws.com and MILB.TV.